Hey everybody, Ian here to tell you all about the fine shows you could be listening to from the Stuff and Things Podcast Network. Let's start it off with the original Stuff and Things, the podcast about everything and nothing at all, starring myself and my good buddy Chewy, where we talk about our friendship, our past, our future, our history, ghosts, clowns, sharks, dolphins, and Stan Lee. That comes out every single Friday. You can also check out Four Color Commentary, where myself, Chewy, Ryan, and Alan talk about comic books. That's right, kids, comic books. Old, new, comic book movies and news. So many comics you can't even handle it all. That comes out every new comic book day, which is Wednesdays for those of you in the know. If you're an old or new comic books fan, this is the podcast for you. And every Saturday, Ryan and I team up for an action-packed blockbuster with Super Action Bros, where we watch movies with explosions and car chases. Strap in, everybody, and get your popcorn ready, because Super Action Bros is coming your way. And finally, the dark and spooky side of the Stuff and Things Podcast Network. That's right, boys and girls, get ready for some scares. It's Eyes in the Dark with Chewy, Evan, and James as they watch classic horror movies and some of those that were made just as a quick cash grab. Well, everybody, that's all the shows of the Stuff and Things Podcast Network. Odds are you're listening to one right now or I wouldn't even be here. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to subscribe to us and sit back, relax, and enjoy another fine Stuff and Things Network podcast.
Coffee time! Coffee! Cappuccino! Java! Yes!
Welcome to Super Action Bros, a podcast to talk about movies with explosions and car chases.
And lava literally ripping through someone's home. Yes. That happened in this movie. I saw it.
It's pretty awesome.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Super Action Bros.
Yeah, it's called lava at that point.
Yes,
it's not
it is.
Magma. It's no. Magma only when it's in the mouth.
In the, yeah.
Right, okay.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Super Action Bros.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Ian. Hello. Welcome to week number three. Three?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Three of White Elephant Month, in which our family and friends give us the gift of film. And this is the first week of Ryan's side of the,
yes,
of the coin.
Yes, my side of the family.
And so we have a returning special guest from last year. I'll let you introduce. Go ahead, Ryan.
It's my sister, Emily.
Hi, yay. Emily.
It's me, Emily.
Hey, it's me. I'm Ian. Emily's back from... actually, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I did listen. That's one of the only episodes of Super Action Bros. I listened back to, and that was a great episode.
Well, we talked about...
Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones and the Temple.
We talked about
aliens.
This fan movie that I heard existed.
Indiana Jones 4.
That, anyway, I'm not trying to flatter.
What is that movie even called? Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Oh,
so, Emily, I'll let you introduce the movie. What movie did we watch because you picked it?
We watched Dante's Peak.
That we did.
Or... James Bond versus the volcano.
James Bond and Sarah Connor versus the volcano.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's another title I thought of it last night, but I couldn't remember what it was.
You'll think of it later.
Anyway. Oh, no, I remember what it was. It's called Volcano Twister. Because of the similarities.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. But before we get into that, before we get into the movie itself, Dante's Peak, there are a couple things we want to get through, and that is called the business of the show. So what we do on this show is talk about action movies, and the best way you can reach out to us to talk about action movies you love and let us know movies we should watch is by going to our website, stuffandthingsnetwork.com. There you can go click on the Super Action Bros artwork, and you'll be taken to a page where you can listen to the show right there on the website. You can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. You can also reach out to us on social media. We have Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, and a little website called Letterboxd, which is a movie review social media site. And you can also reach out to us individually by clicking on our photos, except Emily, her photo's not there because she's a guest.
Don't click on my photo.
No, there won't be a photo there of you. It'll just be me
it's
and Ryan.
An imaginary
but
photo.
If you want to do that right now, you can reach out to me, Ian, on Twitter at @irich. That's at @IRITCH.
I'm Ryan Roop on Twitter. Sorry. Wow. I got confused which show we were doing. RYANRUPPE on Twitter.
And Emily, do you want to give out your Twitter or keep it a secret?
I don't remember if I gave it out last time. So you have to go back to last year's episode that I was in and listen to that and determine whether I provided my Twitter handle there.
Okay. And if you did, then they should write it down.
Or they could type it in there.
Like, I guess that would work.
Yeah.
That would work. Okay.
Because I feel like just writing it down doesn't actually follow the person.
So last year, Emily.
Is that not how Twitter
So last
works?
Year, Emily's decision is going to be the same as this year, Emily's decision. Yes. It's good. It's good. You've come a long way in a year. You've stayed consistent. You can also email our show by clicking the contact us button. I gotta watch it, but I can't make fun of Emily because her brother's right here and he'll hit me in the face.
That's right. He'll kick you in the shins.
There'll be some super action bros
Ryan,
action.
Let's be honest. The real physical harm if Ian is mean to me would come from me.
Yeah, that's actually true. As we discussed today, Emily is the Lucy to my Charlie Brown. She will gladly pull the football away or call me a blockhead. So you can also reach out to us via email by clicking on the contact us button in the front of the website, selecting our show, filling out the form, and yeah, let us know about some movies we should watch, or if you think that the like Cliffhanger is the greatest national movie ever made in the nation of America. You can do that. We're in a weird place tonight. It's going to be a weird one. So all of that at stuffandthingsnetwork.com. So Ryan.
Greatest national movie.
Dante's Peak.
This is a...
Speaking of mountains, Dante's Peak.
1997.
It's a good year for movies, guys. What
was it?
How many years after Twister was this, is my question. I'll look up Twister. You talk
sure.
about Dante's Peak.
So Dante's Peak was directed by a person named Roger Donaldson. He made other movies. For instance...
1 year after Twister.
Perfect.
Of course it is.
Other movies that Roger Donaldson made that are similarly well-known or at all well-known include Species.
Oh, Species. Oh, boy.
Cocktail.
Okay, that
one. With Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise throwing booze bottles around.
Yep. All right. And...
Emily has opinions on Tom Cruise.
He's you know still making movies. The last movie he directed was in 2014, also starring Pierce Brosnan, The November Man. Which okay. is a movie that theoretically some people saw.
Oh, that was that one that was like a James Bond movie, right? Isn't that the
yeah,
one?
Yeah, okay. yeah. It was like, oh, well, you know, somebody else is playing James Bond now, but Pierce Brosnan still can walk and talk.
Okay, so during this movie, I had like a Pierce Brosnan epiphany.
Okay, there's a... All right, what is it?
I get it now. Mm-hmm. I never understood why he was James Bond.
Because he's extremely handsome.
And that I never processed that mentally until watching this movie. I was like, oh, he's a 90s man.
What does that mean?
But he
like the kind of guy who would wear a linen shirt just casually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And his hair is like 90s hair. Ian, you know what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I have thoughts on him, especially in this movie. Mm-hmm. This character is a combination of Bill Paxton's character from Twister,
uh-huh.
as well as Dr. Alan Grant from Jurassic Park.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He literally wears a blue jean shirt and khaki pants. Yeah. Both, all three of them wear that same outfit.
It's
additional accoutrement like a hat.
It's because they are 90s men.
They are. 90s Sam Neill was also a 90s man.
90s men who are scientists who work out of doors.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Those are mm-hmm. That's what a 90s
okay.
man is.
He is rugged but sensitive.
Isn't he?
I want to point out all the ways in which this movie rips off Twister.
It's so nice.
Because, oh my God, does it ever rip off Twister.
Yeah, I mean.
It's hardcore, like, Twister fan. Like, this should have been the sequel to Twister where they decide, forget tornadoes, let's talk about volcanoes now. Speaking of which, Emily also watched the other Volcano movie that came out the same year.
I did.
You know,
Volcano.
I've actually never seen Volcano.
Volcano came out
after. Is that
after
the one? Is Tommy Lee
okay,
Jones
so,
in that
yes,
one?
Yes, Tommy Lee Jones and Anne Hesch. So, actually, they were both being developed and released at the same time. It was like a studio wars. Who's going to get the Volcano movie out first? And Dante's Peak came out first. So, it was... box office wise significantly more profitable, but
just like
you've seen them both, which one's the better movie?
It's just like Armageddon and Deep Impact,
because I haven't seen Volcano since I was a kid.
Better, how are you better?
Which one would you watch again first?
Volcano. I love that movie so much.
Why didn't we watch Volcano?
Because
it was a debate between Volcano.
It's not an action movie. It's definitely like there's a volcano in Los Angeles. What are we going to do? Guys,
we have to figure out how the city that we accidentally built a volcano around is going to deal with things.
Oh.
But I don't know why, because volcanoes, usually pretty obvious where there's a volcano.
Volcano
somewhere.
Is much more of a like natural disaster movies, like these are the disaster movie setup parts.
Okay.
And Dante's Peak, I feel like with the inclusion of James, not James Bond.
You can call him that. That's what he is.
They were trying to be like, oh, he's gonna get away from it. He's gonna make that volcano pay.
We'll talk about Pierce Brosnan goes through some stuff in this movie.
I know.
Oh, man. I forgot about the ending part of this movie. We'll get there.
Yeah, that part's kind of messed up.
Speaking of Pierce Brosnan, who we know is in our cast, who else is in our cast?
Sarah Connor.
Yeah.
She has a real name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her real name is not Sarah Connor.
It's Linda Hamilton.
Mm-hmm. But.
Oh, man. She's still rocking that Sarah Connor hair, though. I'll tell you what. Oh, yeah, man. That 90s hair. Ooh. Yeah.
This is a movie that is extremely of its time.
Oh, yeah.
You could call it, like, it wasn't a period piece then. It was just a modern movie.
I can't look at her, though, like, without thinking, like,
guys, this
hardcore,
movie is 19
tough woman.
Years old.
And, like, this, she, I don't know. Would you say that, let me ask you.
She makes
you,
a lot of coffee in this movie.
Would you say that she is, like, well, this isn't the same as Sarah Connor, I guess is what I'm getting at.
No, she.
It's almost like she's an actress. She could play more than one role.
Well, no, this role could have been played by literally like a cardboard cutout that got in the car.
Yeah.
Like this was not. It was not a role with any sort of dimension in it.
No, there was not a lot of meat.
They were really trying to go for that, like, again, Helen Hunt from Twister. Mm-hmm. Yep. They're going for that, except this one's a little opposite. This one's not like, this is like, oh, it's a new love. And then Twister was like, they used to be together.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but this had.
But then she took a shower and everything was better.
This had the classic.
I've told you my theory.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
This had the 90s hot topic of divorce with children.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the 90s hot topic of I was driving and a volcano was erupting and my girlfriend got hit in the head.
So, can we talk
about the part where she's
second?
Like shaking? let's finish talking about the cast. Let's finish going through the cast.
We'll get there. Don't worry. We'll get
all
there.
All of the people on the build team, I mean the geologist team.
NSGS. National Geological Survey.
They're all that guy actors. Like none of them, mm-hmm. It feels like none of them was first choice or none of them was like, we need this, but we're going to spend most of the budget on the special effects. So we can't actually afford Richard Dreyfuss. So what we're going to do is we're going to get Kirk Trutner.
I don't feel like
because we can't afford Dreyfuss.
I don't feel like it was Richard. If this had been casted like 10 years later, that would be Jon Favreau.
Yeah.
You know, that would be Jon Favreau.
No, but at the time, like that character, like the guy with the curly hair who falls down and breaks his leg.
Yes, yeah. At the time, would be Richard
Dreyfuss. They couldn't get Dreyfuss.
My favorite actor, Grant Heslov, or as I like to know him now, Coffee.
I'm the coffee guy. Well,
get it, guys? He's funny. Do you understand?
Well, but it's funny because him and then the other woman on the USGS team.
Oh, you mean we wanted Joan Cusack but couldn't get her?
But they both are this stereotype that's actually very common now that was, I feel, less common then, which is the sort of like computer programmer nerd type person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also feel
But it was funny because it felt like sort of quaint. I was like, oh, you know, just like programmers like coffee, like. And that's it. That's all of his character.
Mm-hmm. That's the full character.
And she's
necessary.
And she's the girl in the team.
She's the human female that interacts with these people.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like Charles Hallahan, the guy who plays Paul Dreyfuss, funnily mm-hmm. enough, I feel like when I looked at him, like they wanted George Wendt, didn't they?
No, I don't know. I feel like he was actually really good, like acting wise.
You know,
like,
know who they could have got if they had all the money in the world? John Goodman. That would have been John Goodman's part if they had all the money.
It needed to be somebody with like authoritative weight.
John Goodman.
Yeah, but John Goodman is jokey.
It's the equivalent.
Really? I'm the life of the mind.
He can be
the Richard Attenborough-esque. It's the Richard Attenborough-esque like role. He's the man that we respect and has experience and calls the shots.
He's the grown up.
Yes.
He's the grown up.
And then we have
Hashtag adulting.
Although, is it Zai Ma? Am I saying that right? Zai Ma? Zai
sure.
Ma.
Zai Ma.
That guy I've seen in a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He's a that guy actor. He's like, he was like the go-to male Asian actor for a long time.
He's in The Arrival. Or I'm sorry.
Arrival, that new
Arrival,
movie.
Yeah.
The Arrival. showed up.
He's
that takes that alien movie from being an alien movie to a romantic comedy when you call it The Arrival.
He's also
coming this Christmas.
He's also in Rush Hour.
Expect the unexpected. Sorry.
That was pretty good. Amy Adams is having a tough time at Christmas.
Jeremy Renner comes along.
So wacky.
He's also in Rush Hour, and he's also on that show Once Upon a Time, and he plays the dragon on Once Upon a Time.
Oh. Okay.
Which I think is meant to be Eddie Murphy's character from Mulan.
Is it somebody different?
Because everybody, my understanding is everybody on that show
has
a relationship with a Disney character.
Yes, but it's not exact.
It's not exact.
No.
Yeah.
There's not
also Frankenstein, I believe, appeared on that show.
There's a lot. They also have a lot of, non-copyrighted works that they're pulling from as well. Mm-hmm.
Well, I always get confused between that and then the other Disney show, The Descendants, which is a teen show about the teen children of characters from Disney movies.
That's direct. The Once Upon a Time one is like storybook.
Once Upon a Time is like the lost version.
Hold on. Or like Ryan, I can describe this to you. Once Upon a Time is Disneyfied fables.
Oh, okay.
That's what Once Upon a Time is.
Getting sidetracked here.
Yes.
This movie had I could not physically believe that this kid was not Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Jeremy Foley.
I was like, oh, Joseph Gordon-Levitt's in this. Oh, no, he isn't.
No, like I couldn't. I was staring at the TV screen and staring at what IMDb was telling me, and I couldn't. I thought IMDb was had to be wrong.
I'm 16 days older than that kid.
This kid, Jeremy Foley.
Oh, yeah. You are? Mm-hmm. I thought you were like, you know Joseph Gordon-Levitt's birthday? No. I thought you were pretending to be Joseph Gordon-Levitt there for a second.
No, I think Joseph Gordon-Levitt's actually younger than that.
I guess I should have asked Emily why she picked this movie before we got to this.
Well, let's finish talking about the cast. And then I know the next thing that we'll ask. Can we talk about Pierce Brosnan being in this movie?
Okay. Well, I mean, we haven't really addressed it very much.
Let's talk about it. Besides the fact that he is the 90s man.
His character's name is Harry Dalton.
Okay. Well, I in my head, I know that's his name. But every time he said his last name, it was super fast. Mm-hmm. So in my brain, I'm like, I don't care what anyone says. His name is Harry Dolphin for the rest of this movie.
So every time.
Well, and he has like,
they're like
kind of
Harry,
a pretty toned
Harry
down.
Dolphin. I'm like, yeah, you are.
A pretty toned down British accent, but.
It's still there.
But it's still there. I feel like if they made this movie now, they would have forced him to do an American accent.
And he can do an American. He's going to be on some show on HBO, isn't he? Or some sort of on AMC. Some sort of like. It seems like a Civil War show of some sort.
But half the point of having him in the movie is so that everybody knows it's Pierce Brosnan. And in that case, you should make sure that he uses, you know,
his, when did GoldenEye come out? This was 90s. Post GoldenEye, right?
Oh yeah, this was post GoldenEye.
Okay, yeah. GoldenEye was like 95.
Yeah. I also, the same, her character, Rachel Wando.
Oh, yeah.
What a great name.
I could not, like, every time he said
Where's
it.
Where's Wando?
Like, Wando. And I was like, what are you saying?
Waldo?
I thought he was saying right. Wonder, but with, like, a weird speech impediment.
This movie came out the same year as Tomorrow Never Dies.
Oh, I see.
Sorry, it took me a moment to understand what you were saying.
The James Bond movie.
Yes, the James Bond film in which Tomorrow
doesn't
die.
In fact die
never
has a stealth boat that's that one
that's right
mm.
and Michelle Yeoh is in that movie
that's right
he teams oh. up with the Chinese intelligence
that is,
officer
I think she's the best Bond girl of the 90s
she is the best Bond girl of the 90s
I forgot. Not Xenia Onatopp
no
that is not the actress's name
no that's
Famke,
the character's name
Famke Janssen I like Famke Janssen
yeah she was really good
Famke Janssen
Famke Janssen
she was really good in Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters
she was also as Jean Grey
and have you seen that movie
have I have about yeah okay, I was yeah, the we, one who told you it was wonderful
that,
yeah.
that director has a movie coming out direct to Netflix next year
called what
called a movie Ryan plans on watching.
Oh, they don't know the title.
I don't remember. I looked it up earlier.
Gotcha.
So that's the cast, but Pierce Brosnan is such an interesting choice. I feel like for this movie,
okay,
like I can't, and it's probably because I was a child at that point, and I can't watch a movie without thinking of him as James Bond.
Yeah,
because he always is the exact same, perfectly suave, always on top of it, always has a plan guy. Yeah.
You can't watch Mrs. Doubtfire without thinking he's James Bond.
Like,
Bond
I've never seen him in anything where he is at all exasperated.
Yeah, that's true.
I've never seen him
get
frazzled.
Nope.
No.
Just
he does,
like
he
it's
get
not
frazzled
possible.
In this though.
No,
he gets
crushed inside of a car.
That's he's
but
not
he
frazzled.
Is perfectly in control.
I don't know about that. He looks kind of scared a couple times. Kinda, I've never seen some of those faces on Pierce Brosnan.
I feel like he's just kind of bummed out.
Yeah,
if anything, he's even disappointed when
he left
at that.
That is fair. Even when he left the little thing behind, he's like, "Oh darn it! I left that thing behind. That's really important. Is going to save our lives."
I'll go get it.
I guess we'll have to go fishing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God. Oh, what? Where did that come from?
It's
so good.
Okay, so the fishing thing. He, the beginning of the movie, after the cold open, he is supposed to be going on a deep sea fishing trip for vacation.
Oh, I missed that.
And it's mentioned one time.
Oh.
And then another time when he sees the other USGS people and they're like, "Hey, aren't you supposed to be fishing?" And that's it. That's the only time it comes up. I feel like maybe there was something that was cut that made it make more sense. Like they probably had a scene on a boat where he gets off the boat and goes somewhere else. And then they were like, "That's going to cost a lot of money. Let's just cut that scene out. It's not really necessary." Fair. And then later they're like, "Oh, that, you know, that would have been the payoff for that. Oops." But it does come up earlier. It's just handled really badly. And so it doesn't work as a payoff the way you'd think it was. It just seems like a totally left field. Like, what?
Hey,
what?
I know.
Hey, I'm your dad now. That's basically what he might as well have said.
Yeah.
Basically, well, that's the other, that was
like,
what happened.
I was watching it with my wife, and she's like, "How long has he known these children?"
I know.
I look over at Matt, so angry, after we watched Speed last week, and I just went, you know, couples who have been through a situation like that never work out. Let's make out on this bus. By the way, if you haven't seen Speed in a while, Emily, Speed holds up.
I know that it holds up. I love that movie so much.
Anyway.
So we were going to talk about the cold open, and yes, you wanted to talk about how...
Oh my God.
Pierce Brosnan's
wife. By the way, the MacGuffin's Dante speak.
The MacGuffin is saving the town.
No, it's a volcano.
The MacGuffin is saving the dog.
By the way, for those of you who don't know what a MacGuffin, by the way, yeah, they did. Okay, did the dog live through?
Yes.
Okay, wait,
we can discuss this later.
We're going in too many directions.
We are.
Let's talk about the cold open.
Okay.
It's okay. The first thing that I wrote down, I took notes, and the first thing that I wrote down, literally the cold open, I said, "Is this guy having diarrhea? What the f-
well,
it's okay. Like, it just
we will bleep that,
yeah, bleep it out, it's fine, it's gonna happen, like,
just give Ryan a string
cold
of them to
open bleep. I didn't realize, like, oh, we're somewhere where there's a volcano, what is going on, like, that it was
aren't
not
in,
just a cold open.
Ecuador,
yeah, they were in, I think he said Colombia,
sure,
somewhere.
Central America,
somewhere
both of those
Central
are Central
America.
American countries,
but it was little to no. I was like, oh, is Dante's Peak already erupting?
Yeah, I was like, I was sure that this movie starts with two people getting in a hot tub or at a hot spring and then boiling to death.
Yeah. So I was not. I
a
was
a very
not,
hot.
What
water
was
scene?
What the
steamy.
What the grandma called it was my new favorite term, and I go, Matt, that is what you're gonna call times with lady people forever. A hot dip is what she called it. I'm like, ooh, hot dip, huh?
So okay. So they're driving away. The sky is raining.
She,
like
hot lava.
Mud.
She
hot mud.
Dies from a hot rock to the brain.
So,
and then
Pierce Brosnan's grabbing his girlfriend, being like, "We gotta get out of here." They get in this truck, and rocks are falling on it.
One rock hits the truck,
and it
the
still keeps going.
It keeps going, but the engine is starting to smoke. And then the rock just comes down right into her brain. There's blood, a little bit of blood, a surprisingly small amount
she
of
got,
blood.
Yeah,
and she starts twitching, and it's so
she got
it was hot. Horrible.
It was so
it
messed
was
up.
I think you're right, Emily. For lack of a better term, if that cause of death, hot rocked.
Hot rock to the brain.
Yeah, it, hot rock.
Oh, just the way
the
that she was like moving and like kind of making sounds a little bit. I was like, I feel like what happened is the actress like went to like had a friend who worked in the medical field. Was like, how? What would it look like if I died by
hot
a
rock
slamming into my brain from a volcano? And they're like, well, you'd probably twitch and you might make some noises and it'd be pretty
both,
gross. It'd be pretty messed up.
Get you both
and
t-shirts.
She's like, got it.
I'm going to get you both t-shirts with a
perfect
screen cap of that just says hot rockin' underneath it with an apostrophe.
It was.
And then she did it and the director was like, what the, whatever.
Yeah.
We got
we don't
it.
Have
we got
time.
Shot.
Yeah.
We're good.
That was like very much a cold open and very jarring.
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh, okay, now let's go to this ideal town.
Yeah. And, like, then they cut to the scene of Pierce Brosnan doing push-ups, and then he's getting a call from the guy, and I wanted to, I was, of course, Matt and I make fun of these movies when we watch them. And it was like doing push-ups, like, hey, you're not still doing push-ups and have that picture of your dead girlfriend up, are you? I hope not.
Please move on.
His push-up form was bad. Yeah, it bothered me.
He was angrily
breathing,
forcing the
very heavily.
He was mad at the ground for killing his girlfriend, so he's pushing back on it.
I'm gonna make the earth pay.
This whole movie is about how he's just mad at the ground.
I hate the earth.
He drove on the earth with no tires. That's how much he hates the earth.
Well, and like, was it weird at all for anyone else how they personified the volcano as a woman about to blow? Like they kept saying, like, "Oh, she's gonna go off."
Did they refer to the twisters as she's in Twister?
I feel like they did. I understand
"Oh, it's Mother Earth, so it's a lady."
All natural disasters apparently
are a woman's fault.
I think that they would have.
There was a hurricane Ian a while ago, and I was like, "Finally, how many years?"
They would have called it he, and they would have just called it Dante.
The peak.
Oh, Dante's getting angry. Mm-hmm. You know why they named the movie that? Because of Dante's Inferno?
Yes, I understand.
Like, that's actually the name of the movie, because of Dante's Inferno.
Yes, I figured as much.
People are going to get an 18th century literary reference.
Well, yeah, why would they call it?
Well, they didn't even make a reference to it in the film at all.
No, that's just the name of the
town. By the way, that town was idyllic and wonderful.
It was the second most wonderful place to live under 20,000.
Under 20,000. Like, add that in parentheses.
I thought that was a good joke. I thought that was
over 20,000. That's Irvine, California.
No, it's not. It's Huntington Beach.
That town was maybe too idyllic.
Yes, it was absolutely too.
They had a street fair.
That's why it had to suffer.
I was really hoping that they didn't put the rides away in time, and that I was going to see some lava rush over a Ferris wheel.
That would have been really expensive.
There was there was not enough lava destroying things.
No, it's true. Did you know that most of the effects in this movie were done practically with miniatures?
Yes,
you can tell because the stuff is so satisfying when it breaks. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, there's one other way you could tell. When that bridge goes down, you see the toy BMW fall down. And Matt and I were like, was that a toy BMW?
We need another car in this shot. Run down to the Target. Or it would have been a Walmart.
Oh, should I get the diecast metal one? What are you, crazy? Plastic. Like,
come on, we don't have that much budget.
I think that's...
We had to pay Brosnan to be in the... That's James Bond.
That's how so many of
Do you know what James Bond eats for lunch? Caviar.
Every day.
Caviar and beluga.
And only two bites, and he makes us throw the rest away. We can't even have the leftovers. James Bond.
I felt like a lot of the effects held up, though, because of that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Except for when the lava rips through the house.
Oh, man.
That was my favorite moment. There's not a time for memory lane. We need to get out of here. And literally, as they're walking down the stairs, the lava just soars through the house. Oh my God.
That's pretty awesome.
And by the way, the one thing I will give them credit for is the lava didn't at least didn't chase them. It didn't turn when they turned. It stayed on its straight path.
But I agree that there was not enough lava destruction.
Oh, absolutely. No.
I wanted to see.
The pyroclastic flow was pretty cool.
I guess it was kind of a realistic volcano movie where it wasn't spraying lava everywhere. There was a lot of ash.
I mean, it was realistic for Pacific Northwest volcanoes.
Yes. I think they modeled a lot of it. Well, a lot of the crater shots afterward were Mount St. Helens.
Yeah.
So it was very much it's been long enough. We can make a disaster movie about Mount St. Helens.
Not too soon anymore. Exactly. We can do this. Yes.
Exactly. It's been 17 years. We can do this. Ooh, that's it. That time period's
getting shorter and shorter as we go on in the world.
It was definitely one of those things where it was like,
oh gosh,
they did this because they thought it was okay now.
Yeah. I mean, it's 17 years. That's kind of...
Yeah, it was probably okay. I mean,
how many people died in Mount St. Helens?
57. I looked it up.
Only 57?
Yeah.
Because it was a relatively remote area. They didn't have an idyllic town under 20,000 nestled into the...
How many people died in Dante's Peak?
It's really not clear because I didn't get to see...
That one guy from the USGS.
Yeah.
The Wilhelm scream?
I was...
Yeah. Did you hear it?
Yes. I was
just like Paul screamed the rest of the movie.
There was not enough stuntmen set on fire.
No, there weren't any.
I know, that was...
There were none.
Hugely disappointed.
They blew up a gas station. They could have had one guy running away from it.
I can say that in the movie Volcano with Tommy Lee Jones, they employ every stuntman they could find to set on fire.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe we'll just watch next Volcano.
Year?
Yeah, next year.
It's a whole year from now.
We can watch it for your birthday.
Okay, that's sooner.
I guess. I don't know. I'm making choices about a show.
Also,
I'm
enjoyed Pierce Brosnan's Scuba Car. I didn't know that was a thing.
So, well, no,
I mean, to keep the engine waterproof. I never, I don't know anything about cars, Ryan. You know That's more about true. Cars well, than I do.
Okay,
that's true.
So
Ian doesn't know anything about cars.
I'm sitting there, I was watching this with my husband, who is not paying attention. They drive into the river, and I went, he just drives into the river with his car, and Zach goes, it has a snorkel. And she goes, we're driving in the river with the car, and he goes, it has a snorkel. I was like,
did you just realize that Zach, your husband... Wait, your husband is Pierce Brosnan and you are Linda Hamilton. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You can literally be played by a piece of cardboard.
Oh.
I was, it made me very frustrated.
We should get Zach a cardboard cutout of Emily. Just put it in the
house. That's so weird.
It was, it made me, yeah, it was. And then,
Home Alone, which is not an action movie, according to Ian.
It's not. It's a holiday classic. But it's
tweet at us at Super Action Bros.
There's only one Christmas action movie we've watched.
Tell Ian how wrong he is.
It's not an action movie. It's not.
All right, anyway. Okay. So
it's an action comedy. I'll give you action comedy.
Driving truck through the water.
So this is, okay, so I feel like we should set up the action, like the series of events that occur.
Unfortunate events. The bridge is out.
This is, no, that's after.
Oh.
So, there's a volcano. I think there's a volcano. No, Pierce Brosnan, it's not a volcano. I think it's a volcano. No, Pierce Brosnan, it's not a volcano.
We need scientific evidence to prove that it's a volcano.
Science evidence, it's a volcano. Oh, no, everything's falling apart.
Wait.
You forgot that very important.
There is that moment where the guy says, for what it's worth, you were right.
And I was wrong.
And then that guy dies.
Yes.
And of course he does, because he deserved to die. It's his fault.
Yeah.
So, he had to but you pay, forgot the very important scene where they had that date. You know, that they spent an hour until the volcano erupted because we had to watch Pierce Brosnan go on a date.
And still
And do magic tricks like set up a domino rally.
Which the thing that really bothered me the most about their date is that, like, at one point, like,
he spills
hot liquids on him
from the bar, take him back to her house where her children are asleep with the babysitter, and then they're standing in the kitchen, and like he goes to kiss her, and instead of kissing him, she like puts her face in his neck and makes a weird sound.
They're drunk. Like, they're supposed to be drunk. That's the joke.
What is going on?
My favorite part is when they're about.
Why are we spending time?
My favorite part is when they're about to kiss and then their daughter.
Establish the romance.
Yeah.
So the sacrifices he makes later make sense.
Oh,
so,
man. I was like, we could be watching stuntmen on fire right now, and we're not.
But no, that led to one of my favorite moments, which is when the little girl's like, "Mommy," and they're about to kiss. She goes, "Mommy." He's like, "Yes, honey. I'm thirsty." And I was like, "Mom's thirsty too. That's why she's trying to make out with Pierce Brosnan." So,
oh god.
And then she turns on the water, and then action.
Science. We got that science we needed.
Oh wow, we have orange juice taps in the kitchen now. No, that's not orange juice.
And then they
sulfur water.
They gather all of the adults in the town without their children in the gymnasium.
Oh my god, that shot of the little girl with
the cat.
It's almost as sad as in the beginning when the Colombian villager is running away with the pig. This little piggy. Like, is that pig going to be all right? Is it going to hit by a big rock?
That pig's going to be bacon one way or another.
Oh. So I thought I would... Does it get a head injury? As soon as I realized she's going to this meeting without the children, I was like, oh man, something bad's going to happen now.
Well, and immediately before that, she's like telling her mom like... Or not her mom, her ex-mother-in-law.
Yeah.
That she needs to leave, and she's
such
like,
a complicated
she never
family
will.
Situation.
Mm-hmm. And then she leaves the kids there, and I'm like, well, we know what's gonna happen.
Those kids are gonna drive that car.
Those kids are gonna make a bad choice.
Yeah. So
try to save their grandma.
I have to say, this town was built terribly.
Yeah. Oh,
one bridge out of town.
And
also,
a freeway overpass.
Every building, it seems as though the facade is not actually attached to the building itself.
It just falls right off.
Everything that happened before the building collapsed, the front fell off of every building.
Like, what kind of earthquake makes the front of buildings fly off as if there's some sort of pyrotechnic behind it? It's almost like this is a Hollywood movie and it's pretend.
Just a shoddily built town.
My favorite thing about the town is that when Pierce Brosnan is up in the mountains, he looks down and sees the clear path that a volcano could destroy the town with. Like, it's almost as if they built this purposely to be destroyed by a volcano. Oh, well, let's go find some dead teenagers.
Yeah.
Doing some hot dipping.
Oh, gosh.
And it was creepy that the grandma said it, too. They like to come up here for a hot dip. Oh, yeah, what's that grandma? When two teenage people.
She played well the, like, kind of crazy, like
I'm kooky.
I live off the
I'm
land.
I'm kooky grandma. Grandma. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like the hippie grandma.
Oh man,
not my mountain. Sorry. Yeah.
Hashtag
not my mountain.
Yeah. No. And then
the robot got squirrels.
Yeah. What about what the heck, man? What's the deal with that robot? That
Twister. Robot sucks. Are you serious? Oh, Twister. Every time you have a question like, "What is this doing here?" Think Twister. Of Twister, and if it matches up, you have your answer.
There's your answer. All right.
There's a
helicopter rescue.
Apparently is like you can offer more money. Oh, by the way, okay, some government agency doesn't have a helicopter. Well, that was my angry thing. I'm like, yeah, I mean, these people didn't
deal a lot of.
Yeah, no, I mean,
if they deal with volcanoes.
Yeah, I don't know.
They don't have one helicopter.
They couldn't mobilize the National Guard until the next day.
Mm-hmm. Oh no! a lot of good that did. When the buildings exploded from the inside out,
they rescue everybody else from the town. They say it in one line. Well, that's everybody.
Yeah, it was quick. It was
did you?
And then everybody except for the USGS guy.
Did you see that Chekhov's gun coming? By the way.
Which one?
The mine that they're not supposed to go in. I'm like, oh, why would they introduce this unless this is going to be a something later?
So yeah, I somehow missed that. I thought, like, I didn't understand that he was going in a mine. And so, therefore, at the end, when Pierce Brosnan just drives into that, I was like, how did he know that that wasn't just a door that he was driving into?
You're not
into?
The one because Rosie also missed that part.
I thought
I was like, where are they going?
I just thought it was such a weird scene. First of all, hi, strange man, come with me to get my children and meet my mother-in-law.
I know, just yeah. in
stranger.
Well, I think here's the
Look,
thing is that it
he
was
is so handsome.
Yes, I think that that's what it is.
He is
in
so
every
handsome.
Movie that they have Pierce Brosnan in, they don't need character development because he is so handsome.
It's they did have a whole story arc about it in
Look
on
at
30
his hair.
Rock. They have a whole story arc about it on 30 Rock. When Liz Lemon is dating John Hamm, where she's like, I don't understand why do these things just happen to you? He's like, what do you mean? This happens to everybody. And she's all, no, it doesn't. Just to you, because you're handsome. And he's all, no, that's not it. But that's it. Mm-hmm. It's the exact same. It's just a.
Isn't John Hamm super dumb in that show?
That's the point.
Loses,
yeah.
And then he loses
yeah, yeah.
his
he's,
hands.
He's
that's right.
super dumb, but he's so handsome it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Yeah. John Hamm. That's. I think that's that trope. That mm-hmm. He's just so handsome that there's no
nice.
Character development needed because look at that windswept hair.
Mm-hmm. Windswept hair, slight British accent.
And linen shirt.
Mm-hmm. What else do you need?
I just point out the linen shirt because I've had linen shirts before and they're not only uncomfortable, but they look awful.
Yeah, I had a linen shirt. I had a light blue linen shirt just like that.
Nor are they practical.
No, like they're outdoor like, person. But if you're ruggedly handsome, like you just look like a king. Wearing one.
The king of the 90s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The king of the 90s fashionable male with my pleated khakis yeah. and my brown
flat
belt.
Front chinos. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. He's a modern man.
Yeah.
Feminist. Even.
I wouldn't go that far.
No, I don't think I would.
He's a modern
man. He is.
That's, I felt like very specifically, they're like, he knows science. He has nice hair.
And a cell phone.
He has feelings.
Yeah, he did have feelings.
He misses a lady that died. He's a modern man.
You know, he is. Also, you know what else makes him more attractive? He never takes vacations. He's so dedicated
he's
to,
so
his
dedicated
work.
To his
work. He's going to work hard.
That's
for
actually
your
not an attractive quality, though. Like,
hold on, though. But
in the long term.
In the short term, you're like, ooh, he works hard. That means he's going to provide well.
Yeah, but in the long term,
for
90s,
she's like, for 90s
I just wish you would come home before 8 o'clock one day a week.
Yeah.
But no, there's a volcano.
She's like, there's always a volcano.
And he's all, yeah, I'm a volcanologist.
That's his job. He's a volcanologist.
Literally my job.
Oh, man, I could have gone for a Star Trek joke.
One letter. Oh. I was going to say one letter off. And that's
Wait,
just,
they did go for a Star Trek joke.
Did they?
Yeah, the
did
daughter somebody? Said, like Dr. Spock, and then the son says, Mr. Spock.
Dr. Totally Spock's the that. Baby doctor.
Oh, that's so
idiot.
Good.
Yeah, it was.
And then I'm pretty sure Pierce Brosnan does.
Yeah,
this.
He did a Live Long and Prosper.
I missed that.
I was like, this is really bad. Let's talk. Mm-hmm. That reminds me. This dialogue is all awful. There's not a single like good
I'm not
piece
sure,
of dialogue
like,
in this movie.
I feel like maybe it was the kind of thing where they wrote an outline for the scene and they're like, listen, we got to get from here to here so that we can have the next special effects occur.
You need to hit
they're
this,
working
this,
on another volcano
beat.
Movie Crosstown. We got to hurry up.
We got to hurry. Yeah.
There, I mean, there are movies that do that. I think, I mean, apparently they weren't up to it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, the dialogue was not nearly as punchy as it is
no.
in Speed.
Oh, no. Man.
But did you guys notice the similarities between this and Cliffhanger, the beginning? Both movies begin with our hero being directly involved in a woman's death.
Oh, yeah.
And then we get a flashback to 4 years later, or a flash forward to 4 years later, and they're both super bummed out about it.
Yeah, but one of them stopped.
Because they're modern men.
Yeah, they're modern
men. But one of them stopped being like a mountain climber, and the other one continued to fight volcanoes.
True. Well, I mean, the battle against volcanoes doesn't end.
Neither does the battle against mountains,
that's
Emily.
That's true. If there was ever a sequel to Dante's Peak, that is the tagline for the poster. The battle against volcanoes doesn't end.
And it would be called Dante's Peak.
Dante's Peak 2. The mountain's mad at us again.
No, it would be like they've rebuilt Dante's Peak.
They rebuilt it?
The same
city. Oh, the same town.
Yeah, the same town.
Okay. Oh, so they do criticize. She makes fun of him at one point for picking up a rock and staring at it.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, oh, look like you've got a lot on your mind. And I was like, he is a rock scientist.
Oh, also that
this
moment.
This is literally why he is here, is to look at these rocks and determine what's happening.
Speaking of rocks, did you catch the Jurassic Park moment?
Yes, with the pitcher of water.
No, with too, but also with the crystal.
Well, I was going to say the Jurassic Park moment where he steals the truck.
I was.
There are a lot of Jurassic Park moments in this movie.
I was so hoping that when Chris Brosnan was like, "Oh, can I see that crystal?" He would just roll out the window and throw it out and keep going because he's a jerk.
This is smoky quartz. It's a garbage crystal.
This is crap. See ya.
No, this crystal is really useful in healing.
I feel like he could have been.
They said they made that joke later.
Yeah,
he was into crystals.
Yeah,
no, they made the joke that he set him up with a woman who was into rocks. He said she was into crystals. That's different.
I know it wasn't, but the dark part of my brain was like, oh, she was a meth head. She's into crystals.
I do wish that there
she
had
was
been
nice and into meth.
I wish there had been more like rock based humor.
Yeah,
I really missed the mark on that.
Yeah, there could have been a lot more like volcano puns,
or even just like any sort of science other than the word pyroclastic flow.
Yeah. Well, apparently, the word pyroclastic flow. Apparently, he was very concerned about that sounding authentic, so he practiced in front of a mirror, saying,
a modern man.
"It's a pyroclastic flow. It's a pyroclastic cloud," and then he just rattles it off in the movie.
Yeah,
that was what was the practice.
Because he's so used to
he didn't
to
want
to
sound like
that.
He was picking over that word. That's just a word that he knows that he says all the
oh,
time.
Oh, by the way, I enjoyed also when they had
acting
when they had the town meeting in the beginning,
uh-huh.
And then the Iron Lady showed up. You guys didn't notice that?
No.
Looked like the lady that looked like Margaret Thatcher. It was in like that blue, like why was this meeting even called? I'm angry that I had to leave my house. My name's probably Esther. I don't know what her name was, but she looked like an Esther.
I feel as though a major key plot point in this was that old people think that nothing can hurt them, not even volcanoes erupting.
And old people are wrong. Also, dogs can't die.
No.
What you're saying is that when you get older, you revert back to being a child, which is like when you're a child, nothing bad's going to happen to me.
Okay, it's more like when you revert back to being a teenager.
I wrote down what the grandmother said before the
You
lava.
Did a lot of research on
right.
this.
No, like while we were watching it, I wrote down what she said literally the seconds before the lava burst through her wall. This mountain is never going to hurt us, believe you me. Lava through the wall.
It's pretty good.
And I was like, Grandma, do you just jinx everything?
Well, hey, she pays for it later, too. You guys notice that there's something specific. There's a morality that this movie has.
The mountain takes revenge.
If you doubt the mountain, you cannot survive.
The mountain will take you out in some
that,
way.
That geologist guy, mm-hmm. he doubts the mountain. Mm-hmm. He's the only one who doesn't make it out.
Yeah.
Grandma doubts the mountain. The acid lake consumes her flesh.
I didn't understand how
weird
she
was that row, row, row your boats.
Oh my God.
How uncomfortable was it?
It was
supposed to be tension, but it's so bad. It's just
I was awkward. Like, there's not screaming eels around them or something. No. They're just sitting there dying.
I was a little part of me hoped that when they looked over the end of the water, they would see the dog floating there. I was like, oh man, that's how you know this mountain's real nasty.
Oh my God.
But no, the dog is just hanging out on some rocks as some lava flows down.
That poor dog. So
you know what happened with the dog? An executive is like, what if there's a dog and at some point they save it?
Mm-hmm. Well,
go over good with kids.
Yeah, yeah. Boomer lived in Independence Day.
But like exactly. when they see him up on that perch, they're like, oh my God, there's the dog. And he has like burns on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a rough night.
Yeah, he's all right.
I want to see. I want to see the short film of that dog's adventure. That
like
happened.
I feel as though that would have been a more exciting movie. Like if we've skipped the whole
Homeward Bound with a volcano.
If the acid lake that part took place off screen, but we followed the dog over his night and how he managed to escape the lava.
And then
he obviously didn't go in the lake. How did he escape the lava?
That's true. And then
he
ran
off into the woods.
And then we just get one scene where they're like, oh, I can't. That lava lake, the boat was melting and grandma saved our lives, but now she's dead. Darn. Mm-hmm. And then just moves on.
Well, and it was very strange that like they acknowledged that the acid was melting through the bottom of the boat.
It's
the
metal. Acid eats metal.
The acid was powerful enough to melt off the propellers of the motor on the boat, but then he thinks I'll wrap my arm in a jacket.
My arm, yeah,
and I can paddle the rest of the way.
I mean, he did survive that hot coffee in the beginning, so he must have super skin.
He's James Bond.
He's a modern man.
How did grandma's legs survive that long? How did they
she had jeans on? She should have been fine by that logic.
Mom jeans protect.
They were grandma jeans.
That's even worse.
That's double ply.
And her her skin has seen the weight of a weary world.
No, grandma's skin is tissue paper skin. That's why she didn't survive.
That's why she didn't make it.
Yeah.
No, she didn't make it because she doubted the mountain.
Yes, that's true.
Dante's Peak. Never doubt the mountain.
The mountain's the bad guy.
It is. You see what it did to that town at the end? They did that shot, that panning shot over the credits.
They didn't have she died, and then they were like, okay, let's go.
And nobody was bummed out about it.
And the
it
same
later.
Like when Paul dies on the. Like, they literally...
There's, nothing they can do. So
no one even screams. Like, I feel like
nobody's
I would be
saying, get out of the van.
Yeah. Someone's saying jump, but still, there's a... Like when he flips over, they just go oh, Paul. Guys, we gotta go.
It's true.
Well, I feel like when he's in the car, he's doing the thing that you do. He's like, I got it.
Also...
I got it. No, I got it. We're good. I got it.
Why was he in that van alone? What was the purpose of him?
Well, because everybody else would be safer in the Humvees. So why was the van behind the Humvees is a better question.
Why was he taking the van at all? Sorry, van. I'm going to go on the Humvee that's safer. I'm not going to take this cumbersome 14.
The van had important geological equipment in it.
But they were fine. They didn't need it once they were out of there.
But budget, money.
No,
if you run,
they needed him to die because he doubted the mountain.
That's true. You're right.
No logic was applied. He needed to die.
At least he apologized to the modern man first.
Yes, he did. Because
he said, I'm sorry. You were right. I am archaic. Mm-hmm. I am a relic.
And like the modern man did, you know what his response was? That's all right.
Yeah.
His response was, he wasn't even angry.
I know.
He wasn't even he didn't curse. By the way, speaking of that moment, did anyone else? Okay. I had a mini conversation, I think, with Emily today about it, or maybe it was Matt.
It was a mini conversation.
Yeah, not a full conversation. No. It was small.
Because we talked about the parts where Linda Hamilton's face is oddly reflected over the volcano.
So it looks like basically what I think. So you thought.
I have a practical thought, which is they're trying to do her reflection in the glass of the car as she's looking out and seeing this volcano.
So you see her be sad and volcano simultaneously.
Yeah. So it's supposed to be a POV, kind of a weird.
Yeah, a weird POV.
Weird POV, reflection shot. That's what they're going for.
But instead.
I thought it was just here's how you should feel about this volcano shot. Look at her face. She's scared.
This is her internal struggle.
It wasn't her face and then the volcano and then a volcano on the face. It was definitely volcano. Here's Linda Hamilton's face superimposed on the volcano.
it was like one of those 80s music videos where people are singing against the black and it's their face from two different angles simultaneously.
I love when the volcano finally blows her top and then all the trees are decimated. Everything is just leveled in 5 seconds.
Yep.
It's great.
Pyroclastic flow.
Oh my God. It was so crazy.
Like part of the dam bursts.
That was the most unceremonious dam burst that's ever happened. The dam burst.
I just kept worrying about every car that didn't have a snorkel as they were driving through them. Yeah, the entire rest of the movie.
They said they got everybody out. How about the cars that were just floating in that lake?
Oh, those people were dead.
Yeah.
That water was acid as well.
Like he's driving through, he's all of those fools.
I like when they're driving through the river and he gets all that water in the cab. And I'm like, well, what are they going to listen to in the driving of the mountain?
Yeah, he destroyed that radio's gone. Player.
Yeah. No. Well, and I liked that.
You got any tapes?
That car.
What tapes do you have?
That car went through like almost fully submerged in a river.
Yeah.
And then it was fine with giant boulders going down the mountain.
No, I mean,
like that car. Yeah,
that truck
everything.
Went through a lot.
Except lava.
Yeah, except for lava. Yeah. As it bursts through the house.
And destroys all and the vehicles.
Like, how did they miss that was happening?
Which part? The lava?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Lava, the silent
killer. Pretty, I feel like it's pretty obvious when there's lava because everything's on fire.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if they were standing as close to that lava, they would just be on fire.
Well, they
like that lava burst point, through the wall yeah. and they're like literally a foot away from it.
It would be really uncomfortable.
Yeah, there's at one point where like they're outside and they're like, oh, should we go to the car? And there's lava. And the kid is like, he's maybe like a foot away from the lava. No one grabs him or goes like, get away from the lava. No, they go to the acid lake.
I mean, think about it. If you were a kid and you were near lava, I know what I would do.
I would go near the lava.
I would throw things in it.
I would probably touch it to see whether it was as lava as
I think you'd go further than that. I think you'd try to taste the lava. You'd be like, ooh, it looks good. Ow!
I would want to throw things in it. It's going to happen if I put this in it. By the way, there's a video on YouTube where somebody's at Mount Kilauea in Hawaii, mm-hmm. and there's a lava flow, and they put a can of Chef Boyardee.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then you just watch as the lava like consumes it until it explodes.
It takes a lot longer than I thought it would.
It's very entertaining.
Yeah,
it's something that I would do.
Mm-hmm. Put a can,
some canned foods in lava.
Yeah, just watch the lava consume.
I won't even call that pasta. It's just soup. That's what I've learned about SpaghettiOs as an adult. I'm like, that's not pasta. It's just soup.
It's soup, yeah.
It's tomato soup with rings in it.
So,
well, it's not. We'll talk about
I've
it
had
off
I've had zesty pasta sauces, we'll right?
It
love so them looks like that.
They grandma dies.
Yeah, grandma dies.
We find a car.
Yeah.
James Bond hotwires a car because hotwiring a car is the easiest thing in the world.
It's actually, I was watching that with my wife, Rosie, and she's like, can you hotwire a car? She basically was saying, if we were in a volcano situation, would you be able to save our lives?
Are you a modern man, right?
The way this handsome modern man can. And I had to admit, no.
I would just look at her and go, can you?
I felt as
modern woman.
I would be fine.
I think it probably could hotwire that truck.
That truck.
Where the cables are right there.
Not like a 2016 Honda Civic.
No, there's a lot more to that than a 1997 whatever Ranger truck was.
I think I would be fine because my husband knows whether the car has a scuba thing on it or not.
Yeah, so you'd be and good.
So I think all right, you'd be
so no, we're going to steal this one.
I feel like I'd be fine. I feel like you'd be like, you know what? That mountain's not going to hurt me. I'm staying in the house.
No, I would probably
you've already admitted dying in the first wave of the zombie apocalypse. You're just like, I'm over it. You know, I'm trying to live in that world.
I feel like if I was like, but this is the coolest way for me to die that I think is going to come along. So I'm going to stick cremation. With it. I'm going to stick with it. I would still like a tombstone that says died in pyroclastic.
Killed by volcano.
Yeah, eaten yeah. by lava.
Yeah.
Killed by lava. Volcano.
Yeah. Died in battle with volcano.
Yes.
Yeah. That's pretty
cool. She never doubted. She doubted the mountain.
No,
that's what they say on grandma's. By the way, we'll never see grandma's body again. Neither with same with Paul. We'll never see their bodies ever.
Well, so was anybody else really bothered when he decided, oh, I'm just going to drive this truck over the lava?
Yeah, because he's a volcanologist.
What is wrong with you? Why not go around?
Well,
I'm amazed those rubber tires held as long as they did. He even said,
she was like, do you think we can drive over it? And he was like, I don't know. Let's find out. I was like, you are a geologist. You are a volcanologist. You should be able to look at this and go, no, this is lava. It is barely cooled.
Like, maybe we could do
no
a
way
test.
But Emily,
maybe there's a stick somewhere in this forest I could poke the lava with.
But Emily, the dog.
Yeah.
They do save the dog.
That's why he drove over the lava.
Kids, get in the back seat. We're driving on some lava.
Yeah. Yeah, kids.
Don't worry about a seatbelt.
Yeah. Just get in the back seat.
All right.
And then we just straight into a mine.
Then we go to town, and then town explodes again. Double explodes.
This time, gone forever.
And we drive into a mine.
Why weren't they more dirty once they got in that mine?
So he is so modern.
Just And there handsome. Should have been.
Did you see how clean his bone was when it stuck out of his arm?
Well, but like, did you see, like, they drive through the
it was
town.
A clean break.
They drive through the town.
No, it was not. It was compound.
And it was covered in ash. Yeah. Like, so much that it looked like snow. But they were not that dirty.
That would have been a lot of makeup.
That would have cost a lot more money.
No, they just pick up some of the fake ground dirt.
You know that what they used for the fake ash was newspaper. Because it's biodegradable.
Rub the ink of the dirty newspaper on the face.
It doesn't give you cancer when you breathe it.
That we know of. They drive through the town. No one's there. They're like, oh, there's the pyroclastic cloud.
Yep.
Here it comes. At Let's us.
Drive into... Sure, he knew the mine was there. Yeah. I still stand by the fact that he just chose some wall to drive at. And
he's like, well, this will kill us faster.
This will kill us faster. So they go through there. It seems like the little girl's most damaged.
She's
by
messed up.
Oh, by the way, don't forget they grab that low frequency emitter.
He has time to go grab that thing.
The extremely low frequency.
Why do we need it? Because it might come in handy.
And why didn't he grab
why didn't he turn it on right then?
Yeah, why didn't he grab the satellite phone or the walkie-talkies that they've been using to communicate with this whole time?
Or they flashlight?
They left the experimental technology that they had from NASA behind.
No, he... Yeah.
Like, the other scientists
That's
left
true.
That
why
behind.
Didn't they take that with
why them? Why didn't they take that with them in the first
place? Because they hate it. Because you saw what it did to the spider robot. They hated
That's
it.
That's true. It broke it.
So... They're in the mine.
Broke it more.
He, out of the blue, says, I'm your new dad. I'm going to take you deep sea fishing, okay? It's going to be fine.
I'm in love with your mother. We've been dating for 3 days.
We've never kissed.
But we were trying to, but somebody was thirsty. And it wasn't your mom, kids. Modern man. That's what he says.
And then he's like, oh, I'll be right back. You guys are safe. I got to go get this thing. Oh no, mine cave in.
Yeah, what a.
Now Ryan, you
and then the mine continues to cave in. Yeah, as he's inside of the truck.
And I realized for the first time that I might be claustrophobic because I got very anxious while he was in that car that was being crushed to death. I was like, this is a significantly worse way to die. You should have died in the lava outside.
I found that out when I saw Kill Bill 2 in the movie theater when she was trapped in the box, and I was like, oh man, this is really. I'm in a giant movie theater, but I feel like I'm stuck in this box.
Yeah.
You want to know, Ryan looked surprised when I said it was a compound fracture. Do you want to know why I knew that was a compound fracture, Ryan?
Because you could see two bones.
Not only that, but because I remember learning about bone breaking when I was a kid and seeing a compound fracture and thinking to myself, I never want that to happen. Never get in a situation where your
bone
can
comes
break.
Out of his skin.
It does, and you can see it.
Yeah.
It's so handsome. It's that his, even his skeleton is handsome.
Did you, what really bothered me is that he's being crushed to death in this car. It's I'm anxious. It's very dramatic. And then they cut to this and it's, how long has this light been blinking? I don't know. A day or two. A day or two. He's been trapped in that car. No additional cave-in has occurred to crush him to death. He hasn't died of dehydration
he hasn't bled out for 3 days.
He's
still got a whole day.
No, he was dead.
He's the modern man. The modern man never dies. He makes it tomorrow. Guys, tomorrow never dies.
Guys, major twist. That thing wasn't actually just put it in stasis. It paused time around him.
What if the end was just all a dream sequence? What if it was the thing he saw before he died?
What if he died at the beginning?
He died hot rock to the brain.
Hot rock to the brain at the beginning of the movie with him.
This was all his
This was his final.
His brain was
this
trying
was
to
the
work out
occurrence
what had
at
occurred.
Owl Creek Bridge.
I like how we're trying to make this movie a lot better than it is.
It's not great, but it's pretty fun.
It's.
I wonder.
No, Ryan, I disagree.
It's not.
It's
that
an
fun.
Hour of garbage buildup that we don't need, and then. Half of a movie
there is,
that's
there
action-y.
Is a whole lot of I think the mountain's gonna explode. The mountain's not gonna explode. I think the mountain's gonna explode. Look, the mountain's not gonna explode. There's no scientific evidence. Here's scientific evidence. Well, that's not enough scientific evidence. Well, how about now? Well, no, still not enough. I think the mountain's gonna explode. Well, what makes you say that? This thing. Oh yeah, it's gonna explode. Now it's exploding. Oh, I died.
They also
that's
catch
that's it.
Ow, my bone.
When he when they were like, yeah, everybody made it out okay. And he was like, oh, where's Paul? And they're like, oh.
Well, not everybody.
Paul died. And then the guy said.
Paul's a human troll. He doesn't count as a person.
That guy said he didn't make it, but at least he got to see the show. He said that about the volcano explosion.
Oh, they refer to
that is directly from Twister. That is exactly a line from Twister. I'm almost positive.
They literally refer to the entire volcano incident as the show. As if nobody's property or memories or anything is damaged.
They are emotionless scientists.
Apparently they are. And they love coffee and acting like Joan Cusack.
Coffee. I want a gif of that, actually.
Oh my god.
Just to have it with me.
There's this moment where I was like, they really wanted Joan Cusack from the 80s, but now she's older and can't do that anymore.
That dude talks about coffee for like a solid minute about like, oh, the beans, blah, blah, blah. And then he tastes, and she says specifically, I brought everyone cappuccino. He tastes it and he goes, that's good coffee. That's not coffee, bruh.
That's espresso and steamed milk.
Yeah, he should have known. If you're all into the coffee,
guys, he's just a humble volcanologist.
But I mean, I get it.
Not like the modern man.
Cappuccino was short for fancy coffee in the 90s. Mm. But like, even fancy coffee boys back then knew
that's not coffee.
Black hand pressed coffee is what you want. And so he would have said, "Oh, do you have just plain black coffee? Because that's what I want." But no,
he also said he put his coffee in the freezer. And she was like, yeah, no, you don't do that.
No, she said don't do it because it messes with he was asking her about her coffee processes to vet her coffee making ability. It was supposed to
she has to prove herself.
She was a scientist with coffee like they were with geology.
Oh, I see.
And then later he completely undermines her by telling her coffee is bad. And then she is subservient to him. I'm pretty sure that's how that works.
Because he's a modern man.
Right, he's a modern man. So handsome.
So handsome.
Let's manipulate their emotions and crave our approval.
I'm going to wear a white button-down shirt with the sleeves all the way down. I'm a modern man. That's the thing that bothered me. I'm like, why aren't you rolling them sleeves up? It looks weird. Don't wear a jacket or roll the sleeves up. What's wrong with you?
Well, it was, you know.
And it was like one of those puffy dress shirts, too, where it's all big right here.
It was cool, but not cold.
I definitely.
The modern man.
I definitely recognized dad's fashion sensibilities of the 90s Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah.
I mean,
he even does the little tan vest thing.
I wanted to dress like.
With like a zillion pockets? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's.
I wanted to dress like Alan Grant when I was a kid so bad.
Pierce Brosnan also wanted to dress like Alan Grant.
Well, the costume for this movie wanted Pierce Brosnan dressed like Alan Grant.
Sans hat.
Yeah.
Sans hat.
Because
his hair.
Yeah.
Can't cover that.
Samuel doesn't have really good hair.
That's the moneymaker.
No. That's.
Bill Paxton, on the other hand.
That windswept
hair.
Yeah. That's why he was James Bond.
Yeah.
I got to watch Twister again.
He's suave. Mm-hmm.
Got to watch Phillips.
All right. So let's wrap this up.
So.
I'm sorry.
Ryan, let's bury the rest of this podcast under some lava.
What are our final thoughts on this movie?
Not enough lava.
Should you watch it?
Should you?
Like, I would say.
Emily, why did you give us this gift?
Yeah, why?
What was the ultimate goal?
I have seen Volcano 100 times. I couldn't remember seeing Dante's Peak. And so in my mind, I was like, oh, it must be a much better movie.
So you were thinking like, well, we haven't, everybody's seen Armageddon. Let's watch Deep Impact. Is that kind of where you went with that?
Mm-hmm. It was. And it made me really, truly appreciate how incredible Volcano is. But
have you seen Deep Impact?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ryan, we went to school with people who were in that movie.
Yeah, I know. I remember.
Yes, they told us several times.
Yeah, it was brought up a lot, actually.
Yeah.
I think, actually, that's why I've seen Deep Impact.
Me also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we didn't
just
talk
for
about
clarification's sake, we did not go to school with Elijah Wood. I wish that's the story that we were trying to dance around. It's not.
Emily and I went to school with An Young.
We did.
Hello.
He was kind of a jerk from what I understood. I didn't know him, though.
We don't know if he listens to this podcast.
I don't care.
Oh, what if he does?
My guest spot on Arrested Development's gone.
Dang it.
Anyway.
Ian, I don't think you're ever going to be on Arrested Development.
I don't even know if they're going to make another season of that.
If Ian was, I'd really hope that at some point somebody goes, him?
I was hoping I'd be like another never nude. That would be my ideal role on Arrested Development. There's dozens of us. Dozens. Anyway.
Him?
Are there?
Hey, thanks. I'm glad. What's the quote where he replaces egg with ant? That's my favorite one.
She calls it a man egg.
What's so Anne about?
What's so egg about Anne?
Yeah, something like that. No, they call Anne egg at some point. I don't know why. And I'll look it up later. Doesn't matter.
It's as plain as the Anne on egg's face.
Yeah, that's what it is. I think that's the quote. Anyway,
this is not a podcast about the movie Dante's Peak.
Well, I mean, we lost it.
We could do whatever we want. It's our podcast. Nobody gives us any money for this.
No, it's just free. Free 99. You want to stop listening? Please don't.
Please, 10K. Keep listening.
Yeah, we only have like 3 listeners. If you listen to this show, tweet at us. Just one tweet. That's all we want.
Yeah, just one. Just say
just one tweet. Maybe just tweet like a period and not even words.
You know.
No words.
All right, so final thoughts. Dante's Peak, turns out it's bad.
I want you to get a bunch of
turns out it's a movie. I remember, here's the thing. I didn't get to talk about us. I remember watching this movie when I was younger and loving it. And I remember seeing Volcano being like, this movie is boring because it doesn't have all the running that the other movie did.
But this movie does have a lot of running. Also, people get boiled alive.
That's true. But I remember, I definitely remember that. I remember the boiled alive and I remember Acid Legs Grandma. That's the two things I remember about this movie.
Oh, that sounds like a pretty good name for like a really
weird Acid Legs Grandma. Oh, yeah.
Acid Legs Grandma.
Yeah. But yeah, it's not good. It does not hold up. This movie is a product. It's honestly, remember how we talked about last time? We had the two. We had Die Hard in the Mountains, Die Hard on a Bus. This is Twister with a volcano.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is that movie where like all those, like Twister hit really big. So we got to do that with every natural disaster. I would say that went all the way up until probably Armageddon is when that kind of thing stopped.
Well, because they had Deep Impact.
Well, right. But what I'm saying is like, it had a big disaster movie.
Nah, the latter half of, it went past that. What about the like 2012?
Yeah, but I feel like the latter
that's
half
different. Those are a branch. They are not in any way of Twister. That is we have to pay for what we have done.
Oh, yeah,
I the feel, Earth all right. fights back.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Those are the Earth fights back. I feel like the movie The Happening.
Yes. Yeah, I feel like, I feel like these ones are like, hey, Earth mess.
I think it's the trees.
Hey, guys, I think it's a Transformer. Never mind. No, my favorite line from that movie is you've seen the scene. We've all seen that scene, right?
What?
Trying to murder me in my sleep. What? No.
No.
Ma'am, what? No.
I wish I could do a good Marky Mark. Oh, my God.
He is so fun. Although, I will say, speaking of movies, I was talking with Emily today. She's not interested. But have you seen the trailer for the new Shyamalan movie? Called Split?
5? No.
With James McAvoy, where he... Okay, James McAvoy kidnaps these girls, right?
Uh-huh.
And it turns out he has like 25 multiple personalities, and one of them is a serial killer.
Oh God!
Doesn't it sound tiresome already?
Wait, have you?
I'm surprised this movie has not been made yet.
Ian, have you seen Adaptation?
Yes, I've seen Adaptation.
Isn't that the movie that one of the Nicolas Cages writes in Adaptation? I'm pretty sure that it's a movie where a serial killer has multiple personalities, and one of them is a serial killer, and the other one is the detective tracking.
No, but this one's like bald Professor Xavier James McAvoy pretending he's a little kid, pretending he's a woman, pretending he's all these different types of personalities. Like, it seems like an interesting idea. I'd like to see where it goes.
I think I've seen this episode of CSI, but in the episode of CSI, the person
it was over in less than 60 minutes.
But the person is also played by Roger Daltrey of The Who.
Yeah,
I'll show you that episode. It's really bad. Bam. Man,
she got my joke.
CSI.
I was
really,
trying to speak it. Yeah.
CSI.
I want to make
really
it a question.
Some bad choices.
They did
after Tarantino directed those two episodes.
Directed episodes of CSI.
They do. I have it on DVD.
Oh my God!
He directed the season 6 finale.
That's
believe
peak.
I do enjoy
peak CSI.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's peak I don't CSI. Know
what, actually,
what's he, that from where Quentin Tarantino did the whole speech? He like wrote this whole speech about how Top Gun is secretly about how Iceman and Maverick are gay.
That's not even a secret. Everybody knows.
Yeah, but he wrote like a whole convincing argument in dialogue form.
That sounds like something Quentin Tarantino would do.
Yeah,
I think that's just he did that in his spare time.
Man, it's a good thing that
the name of the volleyball song, by the way.
Can you imagine?
We watched Top Gun for this show?
No.
We should do that because I have some comments about that volleyball song, which is called Playing with the Boys. After Chasing Sunsets, one of life's simple joys, playing with the boys. That's the lyrics that were sung.
But this movie doesn't have any clever song.
No, this movie. No, I was. Oh my God, I was so bummed out when the credits started rolling. I was like, all right, 90s movie. I'm going to get cheesy R&B song with saxophone.
No, you didn't.
Nothing at all. So bummed out. So sad.
Levity. No, because so it ended with died. With
the destruction of the town.
Yeah, but
real,
everyone was.
No, it was real shots of Mount St. Helens.
Yeah.
Those after crater shots were like, oh yeah.
See, that would have been perfect though for a sad R&B song.
Yeah.
To listen to science?
Yeah.
Well, listen to the scientists.
How's that been working out?
They told you not to make those dinosaurs.
Don't doubt the mountain.
Look at what happened.
Don't doubt the mountain.
All right, final ratings. You've been on the show before, Emily. We like to give a rating out of 10 for the movie, and we also more recently have decided to declare whether or not a movie is a blockbuster or not.
Whether it's blockbuster or lackluster,
which is the tagline of the show. So what do you think? Is this movie sufficiently busting of blocks? And I mean, not in a literal sense, because the answer there is obviously
what is your rating out of 10? And 10 what? It's got to be something funny.
I mean, I would say that it was out of stuntmen that are on fire, but that would be a zero.
Oh, okay, that's disappointing.
I would say that it is out of... I don't know.
Be clever. Think of something funny.
I can't.
What happened in this movie that was dumb? Okay, Ryan and I will go first. Ryan. Okay.
Yes.
What do you rate
by
this
Ryan
movie?
And I, he means me. Yes. Ryan will go first.
Ryan, you always go first.
Yeah.
You're the oldest.
It's my favorite. I love going first because that means I have to think of stuff and thing on the spot. My rating of this movie is that it's pretty okay. And the special effects are pretty fun. But besides that, so I'm going to go with 6. I'm going to go with 6 bodies that have been boiled alive while having a hot dip.
Nice.
Hot
all right.
Dip.
I'm going to hot dip.
It makes me want to go to Philippe's.
No, it makes me think of that weird like Homestar Runner-esque series.
Oh, yeah.
Hot dip.
Oh yeah, from two more eggs.
Okay. So I love hot dip. I would say I'd give it a little bit lower. I'm going to say it's a 5 because I remember this movie at least in my head being a 7 at the very best. But it was nowhere near what I expected. Too long of an opening. Yeah, there were practical effects and action sequences that were funny, but I never felt any real peril or dread until he got in that car. It was the only time I felt like, ooh. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're coming off speed.
Like grandma where, died, acid legs grandma.
Again, funny. To me.
She deserved it.
She had it coming.
She doubted the mouth.
Speaking of acid legs, grandma, so my rating is 5. 5 rounds of row, row, row your boat out of 10.
Oh, man.
They didn't even just sing row, row, row your boat. They sang it in the round.
Yeah, that's what you got to do when
you're terrified.
Potentially
you
going to die. You need to be focusing on that round.
Even kids
rhythm.
Hate row, row, row your boat. Were they trying to calm the children?
I think they were trying to calm the little girl.
That's how you calm children down, right?
This is the worst.
It's
making it worse.
Turns out that's not. That doesn't work.
Next time, Ryan,
to children.
Ryan
works for like tiny babies.
Next time you freak out at work, I'm just gonna go up to you and go row, row, row.
If I had done that to my kids,
my kids who are
exceptionally sassy,
and everyone will.
If you had done that to my exceptionally sassy children, they would have said, "Why are you singing right now?"
I feel like
we're trying not to die.
I feel like at least one of your children would have said, "I might as well just jump in the acid lake now."
Yeah, that sounds like something my daughter would say.
All right, Emily. So now you get the gist.
I would say it's going to be 3 because
wow,
you had high hopes.
I did.
She also hasn't seen
really
some of the truly awful movies. That
oh
we've
no,
watched.
You have not.
High hopes.
You've seen Blood Rain. Oh boy.
So I would give it 3 dogs that survived the night.
Okay, that's fair.
3 adventures of a dog. Yes. I wish we could have seen.
Mm-hmm. And he did survive. He came out at the end. Yeah, at the end.
They had like handy snacks and stuff.
Yeah.
Like he had little cheese and crackers. Yeah. He would have been fine.
So blockbuster or lackluster?
I think it's a blockbuster.
I disagree.
Really?
It was a blockbuster in 1997. But yeah. It was.
If you want to watch a movie that's like,
hey, name another movie besides Volcano. Where there's volcano action to the level of this movie.
Joe versus the volcano.
That's a romantic comedy.
About Joe and a volcano.
Ryan, you could argue that this is also a romantic comedy.
which part is the comedy?
Coffee!
Mom, I'm thirsty.
So is Mom. I just can't get that out of my head. It's the best joke.
If anything, this was a new genre of film, a romantic disaster movie.
All disaster movies involve an element of romance.
Which is why I half expected a Peebo Bryson song over the credits singing about it.
I don't want to miss a thing.
God, I hate that song so much.
But that is a romantic action movie.
But that's because like it's the romance is amplified by the stakes being so high. Like they're going to die.
That's the whole point of this movie also.
Right. But the stakes never really felt like they were going to die.
I knew Pierce Brosnan was going to make it. Even when he broke his arm, I was like,
this movie. Because he played it cool so much. He was never stressed out about it. Like, oh no, this acid boat. We're going to die in this acid boat. Well, yeah, I will start singing Row, Row, Row Your Boat.
Honestly, he has a plan for everything.
Honestly,
he's Batman.
He's the modern man. No. He's better than Batman. He's the modern man. I was very hopeful at the end. I'm like, I hope it takes that turn and they kill him. Because if they killed him and the kids live and the mom lives,
pretty metal.
That would have like changed the entire feeling.
That would have been a
way
better ending. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you can't make Dante's Peak 2.
Which they never did.
Electric Boogaloo.
Even peakier. Mm-hmm. Even there's two volcanoes and they hate each other.
Oh.
Did you see that Pixar short? It's the opposite of that. Oh. That was such a sweet one. I cried when
nobody
I saw
makes
that.
Any lava
anyway,
puns in
I'm
this
a
whole
giant
movie.
Baby. No, it's true. So I don't know. I'm gonna
though.
Vote.
There's a nice lava story.
Podcast.
Good night,
over.
Everybody. Anyway, all right. Well, this is a first. Usually Ryan and I have to agree, but now there's a third person here. So you vote blockbuster. I vote lackluster. Emily, break the tie. What is this movie, blockbuster or lackluster?
I think it was lackluster.
That's right. After watching your favorite volcano, your favorite movie volcano, I'm just gonna buy a Blu-ray of that for you for Christmas. You, so you can watch it as many times as you want.
Buy the steel book.
The steel book. So you can see those Blu-rays that come in like the steel packaging,
like a little metal box for
yeah.
some reason.
It's a highly collectible Blu-ray.
We don't purchase physical copies of things.
Yeah,
that's
but
why we're gonna give it to you.
I'm gonna and you can frame it and then pull it out of the frame every time you want to watch
it. Put it in a shadow box.
Yeah, you can just frame it and with a picture of. I should get
you
a signed photo.
Unseal it. Just keep it in mint.
I'll tell you
condition.
What. I'll do you one better. I'll you find a photo of Tommy Lee Jones in that movie, and I will hunt him down and make him sign it, and be like, "My friend Emily is the biggest fan of Volcano."
That would
not any of your other work,
Ian. If you can do
Volcano.
That for her, could you get me a Pierce Brosnan from this movie?
No, because you are not a big.
But can
fan.
You have him
the
write
modern man?
The modern man,
Pierce, the modern man, Brosnan.
There you go. Oh, I would pay tens of dollars for that.
Tens of dollars.
You would? I
no,
wouldn't spend
like half of one. Yeah. Half of one ten.
Well, everybody,
I would spend up to $5 American.
Emily made it. The show's over now. Are you sad?
Thanks for coming.
I'm sorry I didn't pick a better movie.
No, this was great.
I
don't believe
this.
You.
This episode is 1 hour and 20 minutes long. That means that we had fun, and that's what matters.
Length equals quality.
Honestly, the bad movies.
Wait, you know. Hold on.
The bad movies are more fun to talk about than the good, because all we did last time was gush on Speed for 40 minutes, and then we're like, wow, that movie was incredible and so good, and this one's bad, and we get to talk about how bad something is.
I prefer to rejoice in the negative.
I know. That's why the last time you were here, we talked about Indiana Jones 4.
Yeah. So yeah, that is Dante's Peak and that is our show. So thank you, Emily, for coming. Thank you. Ryan, thank your sister.
Thanks.
Do it.
Thanks, sister.
Do try harder than that.
Gracias.
Hermana. Embarrass her with compliments.
You're not welcome.
There it is. So. So Ryan, I believe you get two more. Ryan gets two more family weeks. I have a very small family and friends. That's true. So Ryan, who is the person next time who is picking our movie to watch?
My and Emily's dad, our dad.
I know him.
Not my dad.
No,
my dad already.
Your dad already picked a movie. He made us suffer through Cliffhanger.
He made us watch 15 minutes of Awesome and
a movie in which Sylvester Stallone picks up a man and stabs his body. Through with a stalactite.
Yeah.
That sounds efficient.
No, it's not, because then the blood drips down.
Oh, it's well, messy. He's using his resources.
He is, yeah.
his natural
resources. So I talked to my dad, and my dad ran through like a lot of options and then
none
started mentioning Humphrey Bogart movies, none of which have any action, but do have a scene which he described in detail where Lauren Bacall says, "You know how to whistle." That he described that in text message. I'm like, okay, thanks,
Dad. Put your lips
like,
together and blow.
What, mm-hmm. Like a different kind of action. but he finally settled on The War Wagon.
Okay.
Which is a John Wayne movie with Kirk Douglas.
We didn't get enough John Wayne this year.
And it sounds like that there is a heist involved. Okay. And also a wagon, the war wagon of the title.
Okay.
That contains a Gatling gun.
All right.
Which sounds like a thing to base a whole movie on.
I've been watching a thing, well, thanks to Emily and our friend Scott's I don't know how to say this.
Insistence.
You could say very strong recommendation.
Yeah. I've been watching Westworld. And okay. Ryan, not only would you would enjoy
I've
heard
that of show. That show.
You would enjoy it.
It's got cowboy robots in it.
Not only that, but they have
Yul Brynner's in
funny
that
you should mention it. In one scene, they have one little part where he's in the background.
Michael Crichton.
Yes. But they have a old West Gatling gun. So I've seen what that looks like. It was pretty awesome. Anyway, so Emily, thank you for joining us. Thank you for picking this movie for us to make fun of for an hour and a half.
Okay.
And next week we will be watching 1967's The War Wagon.
And thank you for joining us for this movie, and we'll be watching The War Wagon next time. And remember,
whether it's blockbuster
or lackluster,
we're the Super Action Bros.
And sister.
This has been a production of the Stuff and Things Podcast Network.
Exclusively at stuffandthingsnetwork.com.